This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Should you choose to, you can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. And this show is presented every single day on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. And there are three locations you can visit. One in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and the others in my adopted home continent of Maine. One in Portland and the other in Bath. Visit springersjewelers.com. And hello and good morning to those that are listening to us on our main radio stations this morning. I was in the Lakes region this weekend, Curtis, and bemoaning the fact that we are not on in the Lakes region. We should be on in the Lakes region. If there's anybody listening up there, right when I got here, for whatever the reason, the Lakes region people decided to go easy listening. Mm. Instead of sports. And so I would make a plea right now. It's beautiful up there. I love Winnipesaukee. If there should be some kind of a grassroots effort by you people to get us back on some radio station in the Lakes region.
If we were on in the Romney's house alone, we'd add 100 listeners.
I was doing a little potential roadshow scouting over the weekend.
Huh?
Yeah, I can't say anything about it.
Wow!
Till we announce all roadshow deets, but that's coming next week, right?
Next week.
You want to announce on April 1st?
Yeah,
right?
I think we should do April 1.
Okay, April 1, we'll give you roadshow deets, and I don't know. Maybe we will make our way to a different part of New Hampshire.
That would be a fun one.
Maybe.
And Greg, to the people up there that have the easy listening, maybe we send them our open because they'll like that.
I'm taking a lot of abuse on the open. I think I may just give up. Maybe I will take myself completely out of the new open suggestions and let Shyam do whatever he wants. And massive, some are saying massive fail on my part in choosing that the attempt at a new open this morning. So I don't know.
So who picked the music?
I did.
Oh,
we all make mistakes.
I did.
Right. Well, I didn't know if Shyam had any info in that.
Input.
If he had any juice when it came to that.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
We could go right back to TikTok. Boom. We could try to. I try and see if we could save this one. Maybe this is just the Wednesday intro song. I don't know.
Gotta get you through hump day.
I like to know when my favorite show's about to be on. And Tick Tick Boom is that for us.
It is.
When I look at it and I'm on that text line, I'm responding. I see more people either impartial or for Tick Tick Boom than against.
There are some people who say I loved it. Don't like one person said, don't listen to those jerks that are commenting on it. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's salvageable. Who knows? All right. We have leads that remain. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I made my lead this morning about Amir Khan because his name was not dragged, but not put up on the pedestal to its fullest potential on Friday when you guys were all saying, oh, what's he getting in NIL deals? Just free Buffalo Wild Wings?
Uh-huh.
Not the case, actually. Amir took over 135 calls for NIL deals.
Wow.
He has now inked 12 of them. When he was in Providence at the Dunk this past weekend, he was in a custom warm-up suit from Under Armour. They flew to Providence, reps from Under Armour, to talk to Amir and give him this suit. They are now saying that his NIL deals well into the six figures.
Wow.
So when it comes to Amir Khan, he's almost at 100,000 on Instagram. He's at almost 40,000 on TikTok. The guy knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's marketable, and he's a senior, so it does seem like this might be the end of him.
No,
when it comes to...
I heard he's going to go to UNC with his head coach and be a part of that staff there, like a graduate student manager assistant.
Yeah.
So the NIL deals will continue, perhaps.
But the best thing about him being a senior is the amount of interviews he's going to get, allegedly, is like people are clawing to try to get him around their program. So,
what
Amir.
Do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
Like, other colleges want him to come work for them.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Oh. To be the head, head equipment manager?
Well, no, just to work in some type of capacity with the team.
What does he do?
He was.
I mean, like, what was he?
He carries a boombox.
All right, so all right, I feel like Debo Samuel's the king of aura.
Curtis had that job at BC.
It's very talented.
No.
The team manager.
I know he's the team manager, but what got him his fame?
Because he started having this presence where he had the boombox, and then he started getting big on social media.
You don't know Drip like walking into Rogies in BC apparel saying, "I do the Agbai Powerade."
Yes.
It is quite...
You were ahead of your time, Curtis.
My NIL was John Curtis.
Yes.
So he does the Debo Samuel. He walks out with the boombox.
Yes.
All right.
And he's making six figs for it. So good for him.
I think I need to see receipts.
There's no way he has 12 NIL deals and he's not making six figures.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is.
If he's getting wings and clothes.
I feel like Under Armour, he might have said, "Yeah, I need 50 grand to wear the sweatsuit." And they said, "No." And we're not paying you that, but we'll give you the sweatsuit. And he said, "Sure, bring it on over."
There's no way they paid him 50.
But he's doing like TurboTax. I mean, 12 different NIL deals. He can make into the six figures easily. I think that was very smart of a lot of these brands.
All right.
Okay. Right.
I was just like, I was confused when you took a picture. I was like, who's this guy? I thought it was
a fan. We had talked about him on Friday.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't realize what his name was. I was like, all right, whatever.
Well, it just said Aura on the back because he's Amir Aura.
I was like, is this some dude from the Celtics game?
And not to be a stickler, but like Aura by its definition is not something that you would write out. It's just there.
That's kind of the joke about it, though. Like, does he really have Aura?
Mm. All right. So he's like the old lady from the... what team was that? Loyola?
Is that Sister Jean or whatever?
Yes.
Ken and Curtis on their show Saturday, Ken was talking about he has inside information on Sister Jean that she was not a very nice woman.
Hilarious.
In the middle of Lent, he's ripping Sister Jean.
What?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Ken
is a wild man.
Apparently somebody here used to know somebody who works here now that Ken spoke with.
Mm-hmm.
Interacted with Sister Jean, and she was a little bit nasty.
Oh,
was
which
she?
Doesn't seem for a woman of the cloth.
Doesn't seem right.
Can
you imagine if NIL was around when she was around? She would have
made a lot of money.
Yes.
I don't think she's taken a vow of poverty.
Yeah,
with
that would all go to the church. Wait,
I don't think she could take the. She would have probably just said, "Call Amir."
I think nuns are just misunderstood. That's probably where Ken got his information. Because I had a lot of nuns growing up, and, you know, they were hard, but misunderstood.
I was assaulted by Sister Jean, a different Sister Jean, at the Church of Most Precious Blood in Dover as a kid, CCD. But
I had a nun in first grade. I loved her. She was, like, my favorite teacher. But on your birthday, you got to decide if you wanted to be spanked the amount of years that you were or, like, just chanted.
Yeah, I'm just glad I got out before that happened. Greg, I would say this. The biggest fraud about poverty is Vatican City. My God. Walk around those places. That's see how they live.
Nice.
I don't like pain, but spanking is nice.
My mother almost beat up a nun.
Really?
Chelsea.
Wow.
Yeah, she hit me on the hand with a ruler when I was in school. And my mother went up there and almost beat her up. Said,
really?
If you ever put your hands on my son again.
Did she remove you from the school?
Yeah. I was young.
Well, that explains a lot. Because you obviously didn't go to any other school.
No, it was first grade or second grade. Yeah.
So basically your intellectual growth was stunted at first grade.
No.
That explains a lot.
I feel like my intellectual growth was stunted when I went to Boston Public Schools.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
And you said tens of offers coming in for Amir.
135 phone calls in a week, and he signed 12 of them. So you guys keep laughing at Amir. He's laughing straight to the bank.
How do we confirm he got 130 phone calls?
Oh, that's what officials are saying.
Get your bread, Amir.
Yeah. Well, we know he's signed 12.
Well, Wiggy, your lead this morning.
All right, good morning. So mine's going to be quick here because I am a Obviously, I'm disappointed with the Patriots and what they're doing offensively, but I'm even more disappointed that you let Steph Diggs get out the building without giving him a contract. And I just don't understand why you would do that. You could probably get him for cheap. We were talking 12 to 13 million.
Yep.
I feel like you could probably get him less for that because of the injury. And if he's only going to be playing in 8 games, depending on when he's coming back, let's say he comes back around week 6 because he blew out his ACL last year during week 8. So let's say he's available for you week 6, week 8, somewhere in that world. He's only playing 8 games, so you'll be able to get him at a cheaper price. I don't understand what the Pats are doing that they let him get out the building, because now it just opens up a door for another team. You haven't even reached out to, we talked about some other players. There's been no other reports, whether it's Amari Cooper, whether it's Keenan Allen, whether it's Tyler Lockett. There's been no other whispers or reports of these guys coming to visit New England. So there's no way I'm just like, my confusion of your options for wide receiver is just so.
I see more and more mocks.
Uh-huh.
Which have the New England Patriots at number 4 selecting Travis Hunter. Is it possible that is their option internally at the wide receiver position? And they're not going to add a veteran. They're not going to add an A.
But that though,
is it possible, Shime?
There's no way they could.
That would suck.
Professor, is that what they might be thinking over there?
Look, I don't know. I hope not. I think Travis Hunter is a massive risk. I just don't think that the idea of playing two ways in the NFL is so foreign. It may work out, but there's also a chance that it doesn't, and it's horribly bad.
Not,
and then you lose out on the 4th overall pick.
But if he's not going to play two ways, like Courtney said, if he's going to strictly play one side of the ball, I listen.
If I'm just taking a receiver, though, I'd rather just take
Tet McMillan. So we can debate which receiver you want, but even if it's Tet McMillan, if it's Travis Hunter, the issue that I still have is now you're relying on a rookie wide receiver with a bunch of young guys. You're still not even adding a veteran presence to that room. So if you want to say, if you want to convince me, like, we're taking Travis Hunter and have him play a receiver, okay, you can convince me on that, but where is the veteran presence in that receiver room that can potentially
it's just going to be Kendrick Bourne, basically.
It really is confusing, but it doesn't seem, it seems like they're throwing all their eggs into the Steph Diggs basket.
Well, and eggs are so expensive these days.
Going down. But they would say this also, Mike Reese at an event at the Patriots season ticket holders pre-draft confab said that they're going to stay in touch, but it did not strike me that the Patriots and Diggs were going to get to an agreement.
Really?
The way in which he said it, I could be reading too much into it. He said they were going to get effed by the refs, and I said, I don't know. But I do believe Mike Reese is as connected as anybody.
And so he's saying they're going to stay in touch.
Right. Nothing imminent.
They'll keep sending each other notes here and there.
Right.
Maybe even voice notes.
Yeah.
Maybe angry Principal Dave could send a voice note to Steph Diggs, try to convince him to come here.
My question is, what the hell is the point of staying in touch?
Yeah.
You just met him. You either like him or you don't.
Right.
So sign him if you want him, or say we're not. It's just like the Patriots morphing into the Red Sox.
And if you want him and you want him at a specific price, then at least give him a contract offer and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's all just hot air. They're not going to get him. They're going to take Travis Hunter at 4, and if he's really good, they'll say that was the plan all along. But I don't believe they ever had one.
All right, quick break, and then my lead coming up next.